This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Well, that was a weekend full of news, was it not? Timing, of course, is everything. President Trump went to Walter Reed Friday after the markets closed. He took his motorcade tour yesterday before the futures market opened, and in between there has been chatter, but no substance, about Congress and the White House inching closer to another relief bill. And that gets us to a Monday that kind of looks like any other Monday in this crazy mixed-up year we're having. So we will continue about the economic news of the day. And our starting point is a holdover from the last relief bill, the Paycheck Protection Program. Millions of small businesses are banking on those loans being forgiven. But as Marketplace's Justin Ho reports, just as happened when the program started, it ends in confusion.
Figuring out whether a business is eligible for full forgiveness, partial forgiveness, or none at all can be complicated. Mark Fryer owns three restaurants in Vermont. He says how much forgiveness he receives will help determine whether his business can survive.
And that's the most terrifying part, is we want to do everything we can to try to turn this into full forgiveness and not end up with debt, especially not knowing if we're even going to survive this.
Fryer hasn't applied yet. He says he's waiting to see if Congress decides to automatically forgive loans under a certain amount.
Of course, that would be something we'd want to make sure we wait and hopefully line up with.
Some borrowers haven't even been able to apply for forgiveness. Jackie London runs a public health consultancy in Colorado. She says her lender hasn't opened the portal it uses for forgiveness applications. Every time she sees a new email from her lender,
I pretty much just drop everything I'm doing. I go and I check to see, you know, is the portal open yet? Oh, it's not. Okay.
Just in case her $15,000 loan isn't forgiven, she's making sure that she has that amount set aside. London says she'd like to be able to spend it, but
can I actually spend it without that feeling in the bottom of my stomach of uneasiness? Is this mine or am I going to have to give it back?
It's been months since Virginia-based jewelry store owner Sophie Blake spent her PPP money. To control costs, she's been trying to renegotiate her rent.
We're just asking for some sort of financial relief because we were closed for 3 months, and that really impacted our business.
Blake says she'll send in her forgiveness application within the next 2 weeks. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.